It's been just about a year since New Hampshire's parental notification law took effect. It's a good time to look at what supporters and opponents said might happen and what actually has happened. Anne-Marie Timmons reports for the Concord Monitor. She's looked at the law and its effects in a piece for this past Sunday's paper, and she joins us now with more. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi.
You wrote in particular about the law's provisions in which minors can ask a judge for a waiver of parental notification. The courts say 8 individuals sought and received waivers in this state last year. That was lower than expected, but the explanation as to why depends a lot on who you're talking to, right?
Right. Before the law went into effect a year ago, there was a thought that as many as 60 girls a year could come through the process and seek a parental notification waiver. And that was based on Massachusetts' experience over 20 years. They have a stricter, harder to get through law. They require parental consent, not just parental notification.
You mentioned the expectations, and how has the law played out for the sponsors, say, of the parental notification law and the people who opposed it, who wanted to go back to saying that there was no notification necessary?
Both sides will say that they do think more parents have been involved in a minor's decision to have an abortion since this law passed. Well, it's a little bit hard to know, really, I think, though, because we didn't have statistics prior to this law to say this many minors are getting abortions or this many. We have no sense at all how many abortions are provided. But since it's been passed, anecdotally, people on both sides said they feel more parents have been involved in a minor's decision. The people who wanted the law to pass are very pleased with that. The folks providing abortions, they have always said that they try to encourage young women to have their parent involved when appropriate. From my interviews for the story, they said that at times they have seen parents be involved in perhaps a way that wasn't good for the girl.
Now, what about the process of going before the judge for the waiver itself? Is there any indication as to whether that posed a barrier for a minor seeking an abortion, or did it seem like that was not an issue? I mean, at least as far as we know, all 8 of the people who sought these waivers did receive them.
Right. As far as I know, all 8 who requested them did get a waiver. And those who went through the process, I heard time and again how accommodating, how sensitive, how responsive the courts were, that the process worked well. Girls got a hearing quickly. They all had a well-trained lawyer. Planned Parenthood of Northern New England had recruited and trained lawyers prior to this law coming in. And so the girls who went through the process had a relatively good experience, as good as this experience can be. What we don't know is who chose not to go through this experience because they couldn't get to Concord to meet with a lawyer.
The parental notification law was backed by Republicans, and Democrats have called for repealing that law. What's the likelihood that a year from now you might be able to do an update on these numbers and on the effects of this law? Is it possible that it could be repealed?
I think there is not an appetite for this year of the 2-year session to repeal. There is not any legislation pending so far that calls for repeal. The folks I talked to said, you know, lawmakers would like a break from reproductive rights legislation for a year because they do have a budget to pass. And there isn't strong evidence at this point that this law is causing young women to miss a chance to get a safe and legal abortion, that things seem to be working okay right now. In a year, with the budget behind us, perhaps we'll see an effort to, if not repeal the law, maybe expand it in some way, lower the age for which a girl would need parental consent from under 18 to maybe 16. That was one suggestion. Planned Parenthood of Northern New England is embarking, they hope, on a pretty thorough study of this law, who uses it, who feels they can't use it. And I think they're waiting for some real hard sort of facts and situations before they come forward and ask for a change of any kind in the law.
Anne-Marie, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Anne-Marie Timmons of the Concord Monitor. You can find a link to her story on New Hampshire's parental notification law and its effects at nhpr.org.